Glen FM presents the Glenmidden Chronicles.
The crew of the Glenmidden are celebrating the fact that they have managed to pull off their deception with Jefferson K. Potbusher's funeral. They are now on the last week of their Uig to Loch Maddy run, and the captain has suddenly found a clause in the Calmac contract that is going to affect them all.
You mean you never looked at the contract before you signed it?
Of course I looked at the contract. I just never read it, that's all. Anyway, best it's in the open now and everyone knows where they stand.
Aye, up to their ears in the smelly stuff, if you didn't mind me saying. I didn't think any of them are going to be too happy when you tell them.
Scotty, I know. How do you tell the crew that they're going to be laid off for 2 months without pay, most to the point?
Well, if I were you, I'd get on Don phone and see if Calmac can come up with something. After all, it must be getting to the busy time of the season.
Hand me the phone, Scotty, and I'll give them a call. Now let's see, what was the number again? Ah, yes. Good morning to you. This is Captain Horatio McNelson here from the MV Glenmidden. I wanted to speak to you about our pending layoff.
The Glenmidden? Now hold on, I'll get your file. Ah, here it is. Now, let's see. Yes, looks like you are being laid off for a period of 2 months starting from next week. Is there a problem?
Well, yes, there is. You see, I can't afford to lay my crew off, and I wondered whether there was anything that could maybe keep us going for another little while.
No, I can't say there is. Times are rather... Hold on. Are you on your own?
Sorry?
Are you on your own? Is there anyone with you?
Only my chief engineer. Why?
What I'm about to tell you is classified top secret, so get him to leave.
Leave?
Leave.
Scotty, could you go and check whether Dick is okay? We were in his cabin playing Twister before I had to leave him playing with himself, and I don't want him putting his back out.
Jeez, oh, what you twag it up to a known cabin beggar's belief.
Okay, he's gone.
Right then. I have to tell you that this is classified, and if it gets out, then there will be all hell to pay. Now, it appears that an unexploded World War I mine has been spotted floating off the coast of Arran. We've informed the locals that it's a Loch Ness monster on holiday, so that should keep them quiet for a while. However, it needs to be taken quietly and without any fuss to Ardrossan to have it defused.
Isn't that a job for the Navy?
I'm afraid the Royal Navy have declined to carry out this exercise due to... Now, let me see. What was it again? Ah, yes, here it is. Due to exigencies of duty making their vessels unavailable.
Sorry, but what does that mean in simple language?
Civilian contractors, especially those whose ships are expendable, and the Glenmidden is the most expendable on the water at present.
That's very kind of you to say so, but it does sound rather dangerous. Unexploded, you say?
Yes, but the chances it won't explode anyway. It's been there for over 90 years and it hasn't exploded yet.
Oh, I don't know. I really don't think I can put my crew through such a dangerous operation.
£20,000? Yes, and if by any chance you do get blown up, we are happy to pay for the salvage of the ship.
Then it's a deal. When do we have to get there?
This has to be carried out within the next 48 hours, remember. And it is top secret, and no one, but no one, must know the true reason you're in those waters.
That's put the captain in a bit of a predicament. Has to try and tell the crew they are to be towing an unexploded bomb into Ardrossan Harbour without actually telling them what it is they are doing. How's he going to get round this one?
Now, I've gathered you all here to tell you about a task that we've been set by Calmac. It appears that one of those old war mines from World War I that they use as a charity collection box has been washed out to sea and we have to go and get it back.
What? One of those big red steel ball things with the bit sticking out.
That's the very thing, Maggie.
We had two of those on the shore at Barra. I used to go down there in the summer and polish them up for the local coast guard. He was a real stickler for things being shiny. Maggie, he'd say, It's that time of the year again. Get down there with your chamois and give it a good going over. What a man he was.
Well, anyway, this one is an Ardrossan, and it used to collect money for the Shipwrecked Mariners Society.
Aye, well, Don's right on the button. We're all mariners, and the Glen Midden's a ship and a wreck.
Thank you, Scotty. Now, apparently the thing was vandalised, and then the vandals threw it into the harbour, where it was taken out to sea by the tide.
Say things, we had time. Who on earth did they manage to get it into the harbour?
Have you seen an Ardrossan vandal? They're sometimes named the missing link. Anyway, thinking caps on to come up with ideas of how to get that thing attached to the boat and safely back to the shore. Meanwhile, full steam ahead to the Clyde.
The captain is treading a dangerous tightrope of lies and deception. What is going to happen when the crew find out? Are they going to find out? Maybe they won't, but we can by tuning in next week, same time, same channel, for some revelations from the Glen Midden Chronicle.
You have been listening to the Glen Midden Chronicles, brought to you by Cullen FM. Voices supplied in no particular order by John Wilson, Nick Wakeham, Shona Campbell, and John Grundy. The series was devised by John Grundy and written by Nick Wakeham. This has been an Old Mission House production.